since I had to bring my record collection. I know Bob does, so I thought I'd do it too. All right, let's now talk to our friend Terry Savage, who is going to be joining us here on the Super Celebrity Hotline in a second. Terry Savage, of course, terrysavage.com, longtime syndicated, nationally syndicated financial columnist and an expert on all things financial. And you've been helping us. Thank you so much for doing this, Terry. You've been on WGN quite a bit over the last 2 months trying to help people navigate their way through the federal money that may be available to them one way or another. And or the state money in these particular cases in terms of unemployment. Right now, it was reported today, 16.4% unemployment rate in the state of Illinois. That is near depression rates. Now, we also understand that this is not because of a specific economic problem that we have. It has to do with the virus. But I think, you know, long enough, that will turn into a significant economic problem. Don't you agree?
It's a real significant economic problem if you're one of the 762,200 people who lost their jobs in Illinois in April, and obviously a lot more in May. And that means that there's probably a couple of million or more people who are trying to get through to the Illinois Department, the Unemployment Department, it's named Department of Employment Security, to get some benefits to which they're entitled. And I don't understand why the state of Illinois found time to put out a press release and about this huge problem, the unemployment rate rising to 16.4%, and they only could put out a little squib, which is not even on their website, on Monday when they realized that there had been a security breach on their website. I'm not on number one speaking terms with the top people at IDES, but that's okay. I keep bugging them.
Yes, I see that you do. I do see
late
that,
at night. I send them emails.
Yeah.
I clip some of the posts that are on my blog and so forth. Uh-huh. And I keep saying, you're not doing your job.
Yes, I did notice that. And that's one of those things that people, I'm glad you're doing it because you're standing up for the people who really need this. And these are jobs that are lost by people through no fault of their own. It's not like the business wasn't doing well and therefore they were part of the business not doing well. This again, it goes back to probably the most unfair way that this has happened in America in this century for sure, and maybe in the last 90 years. So the question that everybody has is how do we make sure that those who are going to get the unemployment can get into the system, even if it is just temporary? I think that's one of the things that people are in Springfield are thinking that, well, you know, maybe by the time we actually get around to paying these people who are filing these claims, that they'll be back working again and we won't have to worry about it.
Well, the point is they are going to have to pay the claims anyway. It will be retroactive. And the benefits that you should have gotten from the time you lost your job, eventually you will get. Yes, I hope that by then you will have your job back and you will have income and suddenly a big hunk of money will land in your lap. But in the meantime, you will have undergone a lot of stress, charged up your credit card, and for many people that I'm hearing from, you will have not been able to make doctor's appointments that cost money or buy medicines that cost you money, or in many cases just feed your family or pay the rent. So, yeah, it's a good thing to know that we're reopening. How many of those jobs will really come back is what we can talk about. But a lot of people will get their jobs back. The problem is living today, tomorrow, and the next day when the state should be passing along. This is federal money. Let's make one thing very clear. The state isn't giving you its money. Every single penny you get in unemployment, not just the $600, but the rest of it comes from the federal government to the states. So anybody who, I mean, we know how the federal government messes up, but they're so on top of all of us for everything else, you'd think that that both parties in Washington would like to say to states like Illinois and Florida, you are so messed up, we're giving you this money, get it out the door.
Yeah. And you were about to make a point that's a very important one as well, which is this is your money, you've been paying into this system. Right, there's a specific.
Well, employers have been paying into the system. For unemployment taxes, but this is like insurance. Sometimes, you know, if God forbid your house burns down, you probably, unless you've lived there for 25 or 30 years, your premiums certainly are going to be, that you paid in, are less than the benefit you'll get. But the idea of socializing risk is the concept of insurance. And yes, employers do pay into the system, but basically the money comes from the federal government to pay out in these benefits. And that's another part of what's so frustrating. The government is, you know, I watched today the headlines. The government is all over, and it was a terrible thing of, you know, Felicity Huffman and I forget the other woman's name.
Lori Loughlin.
And they've been prosecuting these parents who jumped ahead of the college lines and so forth. It was truly immoral and wrong. But if they spent half as much time getting down to the state level and telling them that they've got to get this money out as they do prosecuting these headline cases of wrongdoing, we'd all be a lot better off.
Right. we were just talking that before we put you on. Yes, I know you're upset, Terry.
Some real questions, like where's the stock market going? It's easier for me to talk about that.
Yeah, and I want to ask you that, right before, we're going to take phone calls in after the break here. 312-981-7200 if you've got a question for Terry Savage about how are you going to find your money that you're owed or that you need right now because you're unemployed or you're a small business and you're trying to figure out, is there going to be a third bailout? We could talk about that as well.
Yes.
But I want to talk about the stock market for a moment here because the stock market has done fairly well in the last couple of weeks, and there is I'm wary about that because there are going to be some there's an anticipation that things are going to get back to normal fairly quickly after this, and I don't see how that's possible. There's a lot of every day that this goes on, there's more sort of rotting away of some of the important features of the economy. How does this work?
Well, let's just talk about jobs. I mean, we would like to think, and actually the good news is, the news we hear around town in various cities, that as the doors open up, people go back. They're talking about opening up Universal, and Disney will be next in Florida. They're talking about people now standing in line to go to casinos and so forth. So people do come back to the life they had, but some businesses just can't come back by definition. And that's retailers that were struggling before. Restaurants that may not really be able to reopen. We've seen some legendary restaurants and chains say this is it. You won't see a Pier 1 store anymore. So the right. People that worked in those jobs will not have their jobs back. The economy is, you know, the market's looking at, in general, well, it's got to be a lot better than it is now. And it will be a lot better than it is now. But when you talk about individual lives, that doesn't apply to everyone.
Yeah. All right. We return to the phone. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joe, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Terry. So my question is, I've been working full-time through all this madness. I work in a private pharmacy, and we're essential. But I was also supplementing my income on Saturdays and Sundays by Ubering, which, of course, I could do, but I haven't done for the last 8 weeks because I think it's unsafe. Am I entitled to any compensation for that, even though I'm still working full-time?
Well, the real answer is yes, you could try, because you would be turned down for traditional unemployment, and then you could apply to the PUA portion of the site for self-employed unemployment. So the factual side of this is, yes, you could do that. But the personal side of it is, please don't, because they're so clogged up right now, and there's so many people that can't even get the basic unemployment and that really just are having a tough time surviving. There's a point at which maybe you might want to, I mean, I'd like to give them as much room to deal with the tough cases, but the fact of the matter is you can apply online. You will be turned down because you will be basic on the fact that you still have a job. And then you could go ahead and try to make application, depending on how long you drove and how what 1099s you have and what income you reported on your tax return. You could probably get a little bit of, depending on how much you made, some unemployment compensation for that portion of your lost income.
That was very well stated, judiciously stated. I'll bet a lot of people listening to that were like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, you still got a job." There's a lot of people who have no job. And they need to, and gig workers, yeah. We're talking about, they need to get in the system.
When this whole thing started just a couple of months ago, I mean, you know, it seems like a lifetime ago, they had just brought in a whole pallet full of rolls of toilet paper at the Walmart I went to. And I took a, you know, one big thing of it, but I could have taken two. That was plenty. But there, I could have taken two, and I went, you know what? Someone's going to come along behind me and need this. And this will do me fine. It was like 16 rolls of mega rolls or whatever it was. That's enough.
You got to go with the prison rule. One square. All right. Here is Roman. You're on WGN. Say hello to Terry Savage.
Hi, Terry. Hey, Ro. How are you? Terry, as a former CBO trader myself, now an independent contractor, it is so frustrating. I must have called 500 times, and then I got rejected. And then I got active, then I got eligible, and I'm still waiting for the money since March 8th, and today's what, May 23rd. And you can't get through to anyone, and they keep saying that, you know, you're eligible, you'll get something, but I haven't seen a penny yet.
Well, let me ask you two questions. Were you able to certify since then?
Yes,
that you are,
and that changed also.
Work?
They went from a single certification to every week to certify now.
Yes. Have you been able to do that?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and that's why I became active, eligible.
Yeah. No, I'm sure he feels really great about that. Oh, yeah, ahead of the curve. Yeah.
You really are, because there's so many people that get the notice and then they can't certify. Or they get the notice and they're told to certify, but they can't get a pin. Now, look, here are the numbers the last time they would talk to me, which I think they've really stopped talking to me now. But this was the week, 2 weeks ago, when the PUA site came up at the end of the week. I got through to the head of the acting head of IDES, who explained to me that in one day they got a million phone calls the day that it opened, and that over the course of the week it was up towards 2 million phone calls. I remember Rebecca Sisko saying to me, and we're very excited because we're opening another call center, we're adding another 100 people. That was also part of the PUA. And I think at the time it was doubling or tripling the number of people they had. I mean, we're talking about, I think, less than, at that point anyway, less than 500 people taking calls from a million dialers. Now, they did point out in the latest press release that they had gotten a lot of people benefits through the PUA. It's just not the ones, of course, that I hear from.
Yeah.
No. My colleagues also. Yeah.
Roman, let me ask you a question. What kind of independent contractor are you now?
I'm actually a sports official for high school and college.
Oh.
And so, like all the referees and all the people who are involved in sports, we're like independent contractors, and we just can't get anything happening here. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And you hear Pritzker every day saying it's better. But if you do the math, if they have even 500 people and, what did you say, 2 million calls, and each call is 5 minutes, and they only work 8:30 to 5, it'd be nice if they worked a little longer.
That is spoken like a true trader right there. Thank you, Roman. I appreciate it, my friend. Gail, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Gail.
Hi. Okay. My sister was furloughed, and she kept on trying to call and couldn't get through, and she is computer illiterate, so she asked me to try. Okay. I got on. I got her filed. She was supposed to send out debit cards. I asked her if she wanted direct deposit, and she hem and hawed. So I said, hey, they'll send you a paper check. Okay. She gets a letter that they're going to send her a debit card, and this is how she authorizes it. Well, she never got the debit card. And we've been going on every 2 weeks and certifying her. So I went on yesterday to check to see if she had any funds. Oh, yeah. She's had 4 weeks of funds put on
but a debit, no debit card. But no debit card.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting problem right there. Terry, what do you think?
It is. I've heard that story, too. You're not the only one. They use KeyBank, and KeyBank wants you to sign in using a PIN number and your account number, but of course you don't have an account with KeyBank because you just got a debit card. You're not the first person who said, so then I went in and switched it to direct deposit, but somewhere out there is a debit card sitting there with money that went to someone or got lost in the mail or whatever it did, and I'm going to have to pay income taxes. Don't forget, this is all taxable income. Yeah. And I never actually got the money. So this is one of those many questions that will have to be figured out at some point before next year at tax time. And there's no way to get through to KeyBank.
And that was interesting that KeyBank, I mean, maybe throughout the rest of the state of Illinois, they've got a higher presence. They don't have a very big presence in the Chicago area. It's a big bank. KeyBank is a big.
I don't know why they chose KeyBank.
Yeah. It's an Ohio-based, Cleveland-based, I think, bank. And it is interesting that they are the ones that are working with the state of Illinois when there are so many banks, including major banks, major world banks that are based or have gigantic operation centers here in Illinois. So that is very curious to me as well. Chuck, you're on WGN. You're talking to Terry Savage. Go ahead, Chuck.
So, are you there?
Yep.
Hello?
Chuck's in a windstorm. Chuck, are you there? Can you hear me, Chuck?
I can hear you. What's your question?
Hello?
All right. Apparently, Chuck is...
Oh, that's not working.
Yeah, not working at all. All right, Kathy, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Ro. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
I'm still here. I have... To that last caller about the check, can I speak to that? I had the same thing happen to me. And what I ended up doing is I called the number... And if you get through, I mean, just to the point where you can pick 1, 2, 3, whatever, if you pick lost or stolen card as an option and then hold on for an hour and a half, you'll get through.
Oh.
I did. And I hope everybody knows that these cards are coming in a plain white envelope. Mine, I'm sure I threw away because it looks like junk mail.
Oh.
So I just kind of want everyone to know that.
Yeah, that's important to know as well.
But you can't get through. You can't if you wait an hour and a half. And that's several calls. But
yeah. Okay, what's your question very quickly? I got about 20 seconds left.
The question is, for those people like myself that didn't file a 2018 return and hadn't filed a 2019 return when the whole circle of
Are you talking about the stimulus payment and you didn't
the stimulus thank you the stimulus payment right
yeah.
So I wasn't on record
all,
I wasn't able to go ahead
file your 2019 return now, and there's also at irs.gov/coronavirus get my payment. You can register right there even if you haven't filed. So go to irs.gov/coronavirus, get my payment, and you can register if you haven't filed. There are a lot of people that don't have to file tax returns because of low income. They get a stimulus, too. But also suggest you file your 2019 return, even though it's not due until July 15th.
Yeah. All right, Terry. TerrySavage.com. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next week. Appreciate all of your passion on this. And, Terry, I did... you sent me a note with one of the emails that you sent last night to a government official. And I just want to say that if there's somebody who is really representing the frustration and anger of what is happening here, it's Terry. She took a guy out. You did, but at least by email. And have you heard back from this government official after you basically told him to quit?
I government official, but I was up late at 9 o'clock, and I just collated a whole bunch of ES complaints, and I actually basically said, you know, you're getting paid a salary to do your job. You're not doing your job. You have the good grace to resign.
Yes, you did. That's exactly why you told the guy to quit. Probably not the first nor the last time that's going to happen from Terry Savage's fingers or her mouth. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ro. Absolutely.